what you get. This is what you get when you mess with us.
I didn't though. I hit the ground running each night. I hit the Sunday matinee. You know the greatest films of all time were never made. I guess you never know, never know. And if you wanted me, you really should have showed. And if you never bleed, you're never gonna grow. And it's all something, don't you think so? Roaring 20s, tossing pennies in the pool. And if my wishes came true, it would have been you. In my defense, I have none for never leaving well enough alone. But it would have been fun if you would have been the one. On your own, you meet some woman on the internet and take her home. We never painted by the numbers, baby, but we were making it count. You know the greatest loves of all time are over now. I guess you never know, never know. And it's another day waking up alone. Something, don't you think so? Roaring 20s, tossing pennies in the pool. And if my wishes came true, it would have been you. In my defense, I have none for never leaving well enough alone. But it would have been fun if you would have been the one. Persist and resist the temptation to ask you if one thing had been different. Would everything be different today? We were something, don't you think so? Rosé flowing with your chosen family. And it would have been sweet if it could have been me. In my defense, I have none. Digging up the grave another time. But it would have been fun if you would have been the one.
That was The One by Taylor Swift, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFMO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You are here with Dana and
Hayden
and
Lucy
and
Reese.
And we are subbing for the, what's it called? The station? Yeah. A dog named Jet. So I hope you enjoy our music. We're doing a theme of numbers. So we just had The One by Taylor Swift, and then we're going to jump up to 7.
We'll be counting up the whole time.
Yeah, we'll be counting up. So if we did it wrong, then don't judge us.
We tried our best.
We did try our best.
Sometimes we double count.
Yeah,
it's okay.
We have 2 7s, but yeah. That's okay. It's also a very like crazy switch in vibe from song to song because we go by numbers.
Yeah.
So hang in there. Up next, we have Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes. So, yeah, enjoy.
Yeah.
daddy's so proud of how his little girl turned out. Think she dies a bully of a good old boy like me. Cause I still go drinking same friends on Friday. Bought a few acres, couple roads on the highway. Guess you never saw things my way anyway. But I wonder when you're drinking if you find yourself thinking about that boy from East Tennessee. And I know we both knew better, but we still said forever. And that was 7 summers of cold in Southern Comfort. Were we dumb or just younger? Who knows? Back then you used to love the river and sipping on a sixer with me.
The way that we do when it's not in the afternoon. Your eyes are the size of the moon. You could cause you can, so you do. We're feeling so good. Back to the street, down to our feet. Losing the feeling of feeling unique. Do you know what I mean? Back to the place where we used to stay. Man, it feels good to feel this way. Now I know what I mean. Back to the street, back to the place, back to the room where it all began. Back to the room where it all began. Cause it's not in the afternoon. Your eyes are the size of the moon. You could cause you can, so you do. We're feeling so good just the way that we do. But it's not in the afternoon. Your eyes are the size of the moon. You could cause you can, so you do. We're feeling so good just the way that we do. But it's not in the afternoon. Your eyes are the size of the moon. You could cause you can, so you do. We're feeling so good just the way that we do. But it's not in the afternoon.
That was 9 in the Afternoon by Panic at the Disco, and before that we had 7 Summers by Morgan Wallen, which was a very good vibe switch from the White Stripes. So yeah. I think.
Agreed. Would second that.
It flowed very nicely.
Yeah.
Flowed.
We all clapped when it changed because of how smooth it was.
Yeah, exactly.
We also were just discussing how all of those artists are like bad people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Between Brendan Urie and
Morgan Wallen.
And Morgan Wallen. Yeah. And to some degree, Taylor Swift, one yeah. could argue.
Depending on how you're looking at it. Depending yeah. on Although, if you're the environment or not.
But I mean, like, they're bad people with the environment plus other things.
True. That's true.
That's true.
She's also associated with the Kansas City Chiefs, and so I think that...
Oh, so therefore that inherent knocks evil. Her down a yeah. few pegs. Okay. Yeah.
Go Vikings.
Go Vikings? That's your response to the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the only thing I know about that's, football.
Sam yeah, I was going to say that. Good, that's well, Dana's football response just in general.
Yeah. yeah. Until they lose. Then it's yeah. go Patriots.
Hey, they're good.
Correct.
yeah.
That's
very
a better,
correct.
Mm-hmm. Better alternative.
Yeah. So going up in the numbers, we next have 15 Step by Radiohead. And I don't think I've ever listened to a single Radiohead song in my life.
You have.
Okay, I feel take like, that back.
No, but I feel like I'm like I definitely have, but I could not tell you a Radiohead song
you don't
off
know
the top
creep?
Of my head.
Creep.
Wait, I know that Sing song, it. But I couldn't say that
I'm
that was Radiohead.
A creep.
No.
I'm a weirdo.
It was in that you've Coco knockoff movie.
The Zacks have definitely
what?
Blasted
Book
this
of life.
So Book regularly. Of
life. They made me watch it for Spanish class, and they have a version of Creep in it.
Why did they for Spanish make you? Watch a knockoff of Coco instead of just playing Coco
oh, they also made
in
us
Spanish.
Watch Coco.
Oh, okay, never
yeah.
mind then.
You watch cool. Coco like, and you watch Book of, the Li- Book of Life and you watch Day of the Dead and you watch In the Heights. And that was my high school
Ooh,
Spanish
in the
curriculum.
Heights is good.
In the Heights is good. It's the only good one.
We watched in my 7th grade Spanish class, we watched Coco, but we did not watch it in Spanish. We watched it in English.
Yeah, we watched a lot of
that's,
them in English.
That's public school language.
We
curriculum.
Curriculum for you.
De la motocicleta in like 9th grade.
Oh, I watched that last semester.
Oh, did you enjoy it? I don't remember it.
No, not really.
Yeah.
We also watched La Catrina. Anyone else in Spanish?
Well, we watched Selena, the Selena movie, but in English.
This like telenovela. I don't remember what it was called, but it was really weird. It was like these kids at a boarding school, and then they found a skeleton underneath the boarding school. That's the only thing I remember. It really creeped me out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Anyway, Radiohead. If you are inclined to watch Book of Life by DreamWorks, I want to say. I don't think it's DreamWorks. Whoever it's by. They have Creep in it. But this album does not have Creep on it.
Oh.
But this is the opening song
Insightful.
Of that album. Okay, well, we got sidetracked, and I didn't know how to segue back. But yeah, this is Off in Rainbows, which is the only Radiohead album I've listened to, but it's the opening track, and it's pretty good. So.
Play the song.
Yeah, get us out of here.
Extreme. I come on in. this morning, but I think I'll be okay. I'll be okay. Damn, my car still smells like marijuana. My mom is gonna kill me. Gonna kill me. Traffic's backed up from corner to corner, so I guess I'll hit the highway. The highway. Shake away all the stress off my shoulders. Gonna have a good day. A good day. Because I'm 18 and I still live with my parents. Yeah, they're not like yours. Well, yours are more understanding. I've never fell in love. I save those feelings for you. So let's do all the stupid shit that young kids do. It's me. My mistakes. You were there when times were at their darkest. Always showing me the way. Lead the way. Your love seems to cut me deep, the sharpest. You'll always have a part of me. A part of me. Losing you has always been the hardest. I wish it were the old days. Cause I was 18 and I still live with my parents. Yeah, they weren't like yours. Well, yours were more understanding. I never fell in love. I saved those feelings for you. When we did all the stupid shit that young kids do. Because I'm 18 and I still live with my parents. Yeah, they're not like yours. Well, yours are more understanding. I never fell in love. I saved those feelings for you. So let's do all the stupid shit that young kids do. It's me.
Carrot magic in the air. gangsters, bad bitches, and your ugly ass friends. I cannot preach, I cannot preach. I gotta show them how a pimp get it in. First, take your sip, do your dip, spend your money like money ain't shit. Ooh, ooh, we too fresh. Got to blame it on Jesus. Hashtag blessed. They ain't ready for me. I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket. Keep up. So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket. Keep up. Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jacking. Keep up. Players only. Come on. Put your pinky rings up to the moon. Girls, what y'all trying to do? What you trying to do? 24 karat magic in the
was 24 Karat Magic by Bruno Mars, and before that was 18 by
you got
by
it
who?
By who, Dana?
By whom?
Khalid.
Yay!
She's been mixing up Khalid and DJ Khaled.
I was really two scared very, in that moment.
Who are
very easy artists to mix up.
They've got one letter apart. It's like Dana and Dina.
Do you get called Dina?
No, I don't know where that came from.
Have you ever met someone named Dina?
Actually, I read a book with a character named Dina, and it went in like second
okay,
grade.
That,
so you have a work not of met fiction. Someone
named Dina. No, I have not. But I didn't know whether to put 24 karat magic in like the 20. Like, is it 24K, like 24,000, or is it 20? Okay, well, now that I say it out loud, I sound wrong.
Dana and Aiden are a little ill.
Yeah.
Un poquito ill.
And are not
clearly suffering from it psychologically.
Mentally locked in.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, not locked in.
No.
Up next we have 50 Ways to Say Goodbye by Train. I love Train.
Yes.
You love
yes,
trains?
She does.
I love Train. Oh, I don't like trains.
Why not? They're the best form of public transportation.
Are they?
Yeah. Do you not like trains?
Well,
what?
I've never thought about it, but now I think you're right. I think trains are
trains are great
transportation. Yeah. Sorry to the airplanes out there.
Well, that's not really public transportation.
Okay, yeah, I'm team train.
Trains
so
over
I like
buses
trains
any day.
And train.
Trains over cars any day. If I don't have to drive,
yeah, that's
it's a
true.
Plus.
You get to do homework
uh-huh.
while you are being transported.
And you get to
although,
look.
It's interesting, because I'm sorry to interrupt, but isn't the MBTA, isn't it not? Oh, no, it's run by the state. It's not run by the city.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
the
Massachusetts.
What it is.
Massachusetts Bay.
Yeah.
Transit Authority. Not.
Ignore me. Continue speaking.
Unlike the New York City subway, which is run by New York City.
Oh.
Right.
What happens if you want to leave New York City?
Can't take the subway.
Gotta.
Yikes.
That's why we have the commuter rail.
Oh.
Yeah. Doesn't go
gotcha.
Far enough.
Is there a commuter rail out to Springfield?
No, it's ridiculous. Oh. It makes no sense why you would stop at, like at Worcester, because that's the furthest west you can go.
Worcester.
They should.
Because obviously the only thing you're going to West Mass for is a Woo Sox game.
Woo Sox. Yeah,
but no, Worcester does not count as Western Mass. That Worcester is Central Mass, and I will defend that until the day I die. People, but Western Mass, where it's its own thing. Like, Worcester doesn't, like, Worcester gets to be bad for its own reasons. We get to be bad for being Western Mass. Worcester is separately horrible. They do not get lumped in. We're bad enough. We don't need Worcester piling up.
Word. Anyways.
No one else cares about the geographical controversies in Massachusetts besides Aiden.
Yeah. And other, hey, it's not my fault there's no other Bay Staters on this podcast.
Okay, I have beef with the fact that Massachusetts people are called Bay Staters. Why? Like, the state is not called Bay State. You should be like Massachusettsians.
Yeah, but do you hear how that sounds?
No.
It just doesn't
it's
sound
bad.
Right.
What are you, yeah. Dana?
Minnesotan.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I'm not saying Bay perfect. Stater is good, but I do think it's probably the right, like, you can't derive something like Minnesotan from Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, sir. Okay.
Massachusettsian?
Okay, we'll think about it. We'll workshop get back it and to you guys back. On our preferred way to call a Massachusetts person. Here's 50 ways to say goodbye.
If my friends ask where you are, I'm gonna say
she went down in an airplane, fried, getting suntan, fell in a cement mixer full of quicksand. Help me, help me, I'm no good at goodbye. She met a shark underwater, fell and no one caught her. I returned everything I ever bought her. Help me, help me, I'm all out of lines and ways to the sting. You were my everything. Someday I found a love like yours.
A love like yours.
She'll think I'm Superman, not Superman. Even. How could you live on Yom Kippur?
That's cool, but if my friends ask where you are, I'm gonna say
she was caught in a lying, lying, got run over by a crappy purple scion. Help me, help me, I'm no good at goodbye. She dropped up in the desert, drowned in a hot tub, danced to death at an Eastside nightclub. Help me, help me, I'm all out of lies and ways to say friends ask where you are, I'm gonna say
that's cool, but if my friends ask where you are, I'm gonna say
she went down in an airplane, fried, getting suntan, fell in a cement mixer full of quicksand. Help me, help me, I'm no good at goodbye. She met a shark underwater, fell and no one caught her. I returned everything I ever bought her. Help me, help me, I'm all out of. She was caught in a mudslide, eating my
got my first real six string. Bought it at the five and dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. Should've known we'd never get far. Oh, when I look back now, the summer seemed to last forever. And if I had the choice, yeah, I'd always wanna be there. Those were the best days of my life.
Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams. And Bryan Adams is a pretty good artist because he did the entire Spirit soundtrack.
Oh.
So every time you hear the Spirit soundtrack, which is
the
often.
The average person is never.
Yeah.
you get to hear him and Hans Zimmer.
I do like Hans Zimmer.
Lucy does like Hans Zimmer.
But anyways, got a little PSA for you folks. We were talking about Massachusetts.
It hasn't gotten better, I would
anyways,
say.
but Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a 4-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic. Or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Bacow Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek, mostly along the Mystic River. And a little less than a mile farther up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Aiden, I swear to God, let me get through this.
Bacow!
Experience nature with all of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits.
Yes, the beautiful Canada goose. Anyway, continue.
Chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. This is a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio. Dear God, that was a little rough, but we made it through.
Why do these PSAs always, like, list things?
I don't know. There's a fruit PSA that lists a lot of fruits. 15
fruits. Like, was that the first one you guys ever did? I feel no. like I remember listening it was to that close on, to it. Like, Actually, one of your yeah, first really. Radio shows. Yeah.
I remember just reading fruits and there were more fruits.
Dana, what are your thoughts on geese?
I hate geese. All birds are scary.
One time, Dana and I were going on a run, actually, by the Mystic River. Probably where it was describing, and we saw there were a lot of geese, and Dane was like, can we turn around? So I was like, okay, yeah, let's turn around. We turn around and there were more geese. She's like, can we just go home?
There were geese everywhere. It was either go home or go past the geese. When we went home,
the geese were like at least 75 to 100 feet away.
There was also at least 75 to 100 of them.
That's valid.
Geese are scary. Like,
geese are scarier of the
fear of birds. Yeah. Like, having a fear of geese is more normal.
Yes, that's definitely true.
I've seen geese chase children.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm.
My dad really hates when people stop for the geese to cross the road.
Just keep going. They'll move.
Oh.
They will move.
Like if it was like a duck, like a family of ducks, I'd stop.
I'd stop for turtles.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't, like, actively try to run over a goose, but I would continue driving slowly, and they can get out of my way.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
You guys ever almost hit a deer?
Oh, no.
Or any other
squirrel?
I also have hit a squirrel.
Yeah. I've hit a frog.
I've never taken the life of a living being in a motor vehicle.
Just because squirrels don't have much depth perception doesn't make it my fault.
The squirrel ran under my tire. I moved, so I would, like, go, like, above the squirrel, and the squirrel ran into my tire.
Uh-oh.
And then it died. And it was really
I don't
sad.
Think I've hit any, like, creatures. I've hit other things, but not creatures.
Well, I've hit a
actually,
person.
Yeah, I was about to say, I've hit people. I guess
like
that counts.
A person in a vehicle.
But I have hit a person, so.
Yeah, so.
That counts.
Mm.
This is why I like to drive when we go on group trips.
Yeah.
Prefer you driving over some of the other alternatives. So.
That's true.
That's true.
A lot less, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Preferably under triple digits. So, you know.
Under triple digits is what you would like.
That's the standard.
We are not going to make it through any of the, or all of these songs at all.
Well, play
we
the
kinda,
next one.
We kind of yapped a lot today.
We did kind of yap a lot. There was a lot of Massachusettsian talk.
What are we listening to next, Dana?
Oh, we are listening to 99 Luftballons, or as Aiden would say in a German accent.
99 Luftballons. I think that my German professor should give me extra credit for this show.
I think, you know, you can, like, show her the recording. You should just show her a recording.
Oh, I should. I can be like...
Play the song.
Okay, so
but
this
it's
is...
But it's such a... yay. such a good song. Hast du etwas Zeit für mich? Singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons auf ihrem Weg zum Horizont? Denkst du vielleicht gerade an mich? Dann singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons und dass sowas von sowas kommt.
Ampel zur Sieger, Kriegsminister gibt's nicht mehr und auch keine Düsenflieger. Heute zieh ich meine Runden, seh die Welt in Trümmern liegen, hab einen Luftballon gefunden, denk an dich und lass ihn.
Was 1901 by Phoenix, Reese.
Yeah, they. That's a European band. They played that song during the Olympic closing ceremonies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
So yeah.
We had a big jump from 99 to 1901.
Exponential growth.
For real.
A side note: there was going to be the song "A Thousand Miles" by Vanessa something or another. But it had to get taken out for time. So if you would like to hear that song, you should tune in to Reese and I's radio show tomorrow at noon, where we will play that song along with our trainees. So
yeah, I just sent a really funny text in the group chat, guys. You should all read it.
Yes,
I saw. It can't be read on air, so I apologize.
Okay.
Up next. Oh wait. Yes.
Last. Yeah, it's the last song.
Yes, it is the last song. Up last is Childish Gambino, V3005.
It's just 3005.
But there's a V in front of it.
Yeah, that's like how he stylized the album naming, but it's like...
Oh,
so he was being annoying about it?
Well, it's like... kind of.
Okay, just checking.
Cool. So 3005 with a silent V. And then...
Well, it's not a sign. It's a Roman numeral 5.
Okay,
because the album is divided.
Oh, I thought it was like version 3005.
I thought so, too.
But
that's
what
I was thinking.
Yeah, there's like different subsections. I don't know. It's not important. I'm not explaining it.
Okay.
But that's what it is.
Fun fact, he and Phoenix, who just played the last song, have the same label.
Huh.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing.
Thanks,
you're welcome, guys. You're welcome.
You know, if there's one thing we did well today, it was bringing brain power.
Clearly,
I think people got smarter listening to this.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. That's clearly what you guys are exhibiting right now is high-level brain functioning.
But yeah, I can go bar for bar on this song.
My sister says she would really like to hear 1,000 Miles.
Well, she can tune in at 12 tomorrow.
Yeah, so here's 3005 with no V in the front.
No matter what you say, what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you.
Okay, hold up, wait a minute, all good, just a week ago, crew at my house, and we party every weekend, so, on the radio, that's my favorite song, make me bounce around like I don't know, like I won't be here long, now the thriller's gone, got no patience, cause I'm not a doctor, go, why is you lying? Girl, why you Mufasa? Yeah, mi casa su casa. Got it stripped it like Gaza. Got so high off volcanoes. Now the flow is so lava. Yeah, we spit that saliva. iPhone got message from Viber. Either the head is so hydra or we let bygones be bygones. My God, you pay for your friends. I'll take that as a compliment. Got a house full of homies. Why I feel so the opposite. Incompetent ain't the half of it. Saturdays with young lavish. It's sad that it's unbad as it means they took from the cabinet. Sorry, I'm just scared of the future. Till 2005, I got your back, we can do this, hold up.
No matter what you say or what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you. Got these other something, I've been right by your side. Till 2005, hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up.
What people thought, but now I care more, and nobody out here's got it figured out, so therefore I've lost all hope of a happy ending, depending on whether or not it's worth it. So insecure, no one's perfect, we spend it with no shame, we blow that like Coltrane, we in here like Rogaine, or leave it like Cobain. And when I'm long gone, whole crew singing swan song, cause we all just ticking time bombs. Got a Lambo like LeBron's mom, and no matter where all of my friends go, Emily, fam, and Lorenzo, all of them people my kinfolk, at least I think so. Can't tell, cause when them checks clear, they're not here. Cause they don't care. It's kinda sad, but I'm laughing. Whatever happens, assassins are stabbed in the back of my cabin. Labrador yapping, I'm glad that it happened. I mean it, between us, I think there's something special. And if I lose my mental, just hold my hand, even if you don't understand. Hold up. No matter what you say or what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you. Got these only somethings, I'll be right by your side. Till 2005, hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up.